Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Right, Zabanif, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to bump into a very handsome married fella here, Mr. Dennis McCann.
I'm a good looking geezer, aren't I?
You are a good looking geezer. But unfortunately for all the ladies, you're a married man now, so you're off the market, right?
Okay, I'm sold.
Not what he was telling me off camera, but hey yo. What's bringing you out to your court tonight, Dennis?
Just watch me, mate, Adam Mohammed and Henry Turner. Henry Turner's up next, ready to do the business. Just watch the boys, support the boys.
Nice to finally, like, you know that we were in such a nice little rhythm, events all the time, York Hall and other venues, but it's nice now, isn't it, when you've got crowds back?
Of course, that's what we fight for, our fans, and it's unbelievable having the support behind us, because without them, we wouldn't be fighting, would we? And they just get you up for a bit more. I'm not about them quiet shows, not for me.
Dennis, what is the latest with your, obviously, you were out, I think, was it July?
No, December.
You know, you were out last July. I think it's been a few months since you've been out. Back on the 4th, on the Lyndon Arthur and Anthony Yard fight, but how training? How's life?
Yeah, good, mate. Thank you. Just fighting the 4th of December, working hard in the gym, getting some good sparring in. Ready to see the show as usual, aren't I? Ready to see the show as usual.
10 fights in now. You feel like your career's going in the right direction. You're keeping yourself busy enough, and not just keeping busy, but also having the right learning fights to take you to that next level when you take that step.
100%. Next year, I'm going to start kicking on more, looking for some more titles, coming for all the bantamweights out there, coming for all the belts. The menace is coming for all of them. Next year, next 6 months or so, I'll take them all out.
I overheard you mention to one of Frank members that, you know, you're ready for a new A-next.
I don't know about that one now, I'm not going to lie. We've got Big D here. We've got Big D ready to do the business.
Come on, man. 8-0, baby.
Ready to get the knockout. That's it. But he's ready to do the business tonight. And very excited prospect as well, he is.
But Dennis, you wanna follow the traditional route, don't you? You want to go kind of British, Commonwealth, European. You want to learn your trade and eventually get to the world level. Of course, you want to be a world champion, but you're young enough. You know, you've got enough time to get there.
100%. Listen, I've still got age in me side. I'm still a baby in the game, 20 years of age. If I would let me, I'd fight them all now. Do you know what I mean? I've sparred world champions. I've done in some world champions sparring and kids 2 and 3 weights above me. And I've so often sparred lightweights in the gym and done them in. It's just all about timing. It's all about getting the right fights at the right time. And boxing just ain't a sport, it's a business as well. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be very clever. So next year, mate, trust me, I'm coming from all.
Let me talk to you a fight that was announced probably about 8-9 days ago now. Tommy Fury and Jake Paul taking place on the 18th. I honestly thought it wasn't going to happen, but it is happening. Tyson Fury looks like he's training his little brother. Jake Paul's up for it. And we know he trains hard as well in the background. But would you say this is a 50-50 fight?
I genuinely think it's a 50-50 fight, yeah, but I will back Tommy Fury all the way.
You wouldn't?
I'll back Tommy Fury all the way, but I think it's a very hard fight for both of them. And but I think Tommy Fury has got the edge on skill, and I think he might just get the job done.
Would you say this is Tommy's hardest fight to date?
100 million percent, it's his hardest fight to date.
What happens if he loses?
He's going to have to go back in Love Island, isn't he? He's a handsome looking fella, so I don't know, he might go modelling or something.
Listen, we know he loves to fight. We know he wants to eventually become a world champion himself, but I know this is going to generate a lot of money. and fame for him. You know, everyone knows him here in the UK. But is there such a big risk on fighting someone like Jake Paul, who is improving fight by fight?
100%. It's a big risk, but it's a big risk all reward as well. It's different with likes myself taking the risk is with no reward. But he's taking a big risk and he's going to get really, really paid for it. So I think it's a very clever move, to be honest with you. And if he takes all the YouTubers on his side, then he's got all the YouTubers, his fans, if he beats Jake Paul. And he'll have a bag of cash in his pocket, so why not?
No, absolutely. But if he beats Jake Paul, does that kind of like stop this hype train about Jake Paul and Logan Paul and YouTubers in boxing? Does it stop it? Because I know there's a lot of people out there, Dana White and others, that absolutely dislike Jake Paul. They want someone to beat him. I think Floyd Mayweather was trying to help Tyron Woodley when he fought Jake Paul. But do you feel like if Tommy does beat Jake, it's the end of that hype train?
Listen, I think that Jake Paul is fighting for the YouTubers. And Tommy Fury is fighting for more of the boxers, isn't he? But or the Love Islanders. But I just think that listen, you can't not diss Jake Paul. He's earning millions of pounds at the game, and he's changing the game he's changing people's lives. So fair play to the geezer. But his boxing is never an idea. And I'm backing Tommy Fury to do him.
Well, it's not far away. We won't see Dennis. I'm sure we'll catch up with you. Thank you for a little bit of your time, my man. And all the best for the rest of the next couple of weeks in training camp. We'll catch up with you soon. You might be telling me you're having a kid by then. You never know.
Listen, the 4th of December, The Menace is coming. Tune in live on BT Sports. The Menace.
Dennis McCann, IFL TV. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.